radiology review on Angel Luis Ortiz Ruiz. Paragraph. AP pelvis, dated June 21, 2021. Period. Performed at Lenox Hill Radiology. Period. The AP pelvis demonstrates normal appearing hip joints with no arthritic changes. Period. The femoral heads on both hips demonstrate a pistol grip deformity, which could lead to CAM impingement. Period. There's a sclerotic lesion of the humeral head of the left hip. Period. This measures 2.4 by 1.76 millimeters. Period. This is likely a bone island. Period. The iliac wings are normal. The sacroiliac joints appear normal, and the sacrum appears normal. Period. Paragraph. Next study is MRI.
I saw that.
The right shoulder without contrast, dated July 27, 2021, performed at Lenox Hill Radiology. Period. Paragraph. This is a multiplanar, multi-sequence study of diagnostic quality. Period. The MRI of the humeral. This MRI demonstrates avascular necrosis of the humeral head with a portion of the affected area being subchondral. Period. The overlying articular cartilage of the humeral head appears to be normal. Period. The glenoid demonstrates normal articular cartilage. Period. Paragraph. The superior labrum is intact. Period. The labrum is intact circumferentially. Period. The paragraph. The AC joint demonstrates subchondral cystic changes of the distal clavicle with moderate degenerative changes of the AC joint. Period. The rotator cuff demonstrates mild tendinosis of the supraspinatus. The infraspinatus is intact and demonstrates intratendinous degeneration. Period. The teres minor is normal. Period. The subscapularis is intact and normal. Period. Paragraph. The biceps tendon demonstrates mild tenosynovitis, but intact. Period. The muscles surrounding the shoulder, including the deltoid, are normal. Period. Paragraph. Impression. Avascular necrosis of the humeral head with multiple foci of AVN. Period. There's no humeral head collapse or cartilage loss of the glenohumeral joint. Period. There's moderate AC joint arthrosis. Period. The rotator cuff demonstrates tendinosis of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus. Period. There are no overt tears of the rotator cuff. Period. The labrum is intact circumferentially. Period. There's mild biceps tenosynovitis within the groove. Period. Paragraph. Next study. MRI lumbar spine, dated 7/27/2021. 2021 performed at Lenox Hill Radiology. Period. This is a multiplanar, multi-sequence study of diagnostic quality. Period. The visualized osseous structures of the lumbar spine are normal. Period. The intervertebral discs demonstrate normal signal at L1-2. The disc is normal, the central canal is normal, and there's no foraminal stenosis, period. The visualized renal structures appear normal, period. At L2-3, there's no disc bulging or herniation, period. The central canal is normal, there's no foraminal narrowing, period. At L3-4, the disc signal is normal, there's no bulging or herniation, period. The central canal and foramina are patent without stenosis, period. At L4-5, there's a mild anterior disc bulge, mild posterior disc bulge. There's no significant central canal stenosis. There's mild left-sided foraminal stenosis as well as right-sided foraminal stenosis. The predominant stenosis on the left side occurs as a result of facet joint degeneration and hypertrophy, period. The paragraph at the L5-S1 level, there's no disc herniation. Period. The central canal and foramina are patent without stenosis. Period. There is facet joint hypertrophy, right greater than left, correction bilaterally at this level. Period. Paragraph impression, L4-5 disc bulge with bilateral facet joint degeneration and hypertrophy leading to mild foraminal stenosis, left greater than right. Period, L5-S1 facet joint degeneration and hypertrophy appeared. Otherwise, unremarkable MRI of the lumbar spine appeared. Paragraph. Next study is MRI of the left knee, dated July 28, 2021, performed at Lenox Radiology appeared. This is a multiplanar, multi-sequence study of diagnostic quality. Period. The osseous structures of the right, correction of the left knee, are normal. Period. There are no fractures or lesions. Period. Yeah. Paragraph. The articular cartilage of the patellofemoral compartment demonstrates no degenerative changes, no chondromalacia, no lesions appeared. The cartilage is intact in both patella and the trochlea appeared. The articular surfaces of the medial and lateral femoral tibial compartments demonstrate normal thickness and signal without degeneration appeared. There's no osteochondral defects appeared. Paragraph. The menisci are correction. The lateral meniscus is normal without tear. The medial meniscus
I'm pulling up her CT scan right now.
Is normal without tear. Beard. Paragraph. The ligaments, MCL and LCL are intact without tear. The ACL, anterior cruciate ligament, is intact. The posterior cruciate ligament is intact, appeared. Paragraph, there is a small ganglion cyst extra-articularly adjacent to the medial hamstrings, appeared. There's no Baker's cyst noted, appeared. There's an additional small ganglion cyst at the level of the tibia near the tib-fib joint laterally paired. Paragraph, the patella tendon and quadriceps tendon along with the hamstring tendons are normal paired. There is a mild effusion paired. Paragraph, impression, mild effusion of the knee with two small ganglion cysts posteriorly, that is extra-articular, appeared. No meniscal tears, no ligament tears, no degenerative changes, appeared.